Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports with Mike Max here at 7:39 on WCCO. Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, David.
Well, big day for the Wolves today.
Yeah, they're going to announce Rosas as their president of basketball operations, and good luck, son. I mean, he's got a daunting task, and you can dress it up and give it bells and whistles and give all the reasons why he's the guy and all those things, but it's bigger than that. He's got to figure out a way to navigate through a difficult situation here, and that's going to start with the construction of that roster, and you try to make it better, and they're going to have a difficult time trying to figure out how to make it better. They're probably not going to get a great draft pick. Someone that probably maybe can help a little bit, like Okogie, something like that. And then you start dealing with contracts, and can you trade Jeff Teague? Can you, what are you going to do about Derrick Rose coming back? All those things start coming into play. And this is not a roster that's in good shape or fortified right now. So it's really a tough job. And I don't know what he's thinking in terms of how you move those parts around, how you change some pieces, how you get some people in here that want to play here that will be here for the long haul. But I would say that this is one of the toughest jobs in the NBA right now, given where they're at with the salary cap and everything else.
And the Lynx begin this week. How about that, Max? And what, four returners on that team?
Yeah, Lynx star. We had Danielle Robinson on yesterday. She's captain of the team now, point guard taking over. I think they're going to be pretty good. They've got, with what they've done in their draft pick, keeping a bench that's been hungry and young, they've got a lot of talent on that team, and I think they're going to have a lot better year than people think.
Speaking of guests yesterday, you had Randy Sampson on. It looks like the owner of the horse that got disqualified might appeal this thing today even. We'll see what happens here. But what did Randy say about it?
Well, he thought it was the right we had a right call and a wrong call. Richard Pitino is a big Louisville guy too, and one of them liked it, one didn't. He just talked about how anything like that, whether it's at Canterbury or whatever, it's just not good for horse racing because everybody's sitting there in the blue trying to figure out what happened. But it seemed that a lot of people thought that the horse should not have been disqualified and should have had, but nobody's talked to the horse yet, so who knows?
Well, exactly, and you want it straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly, and nobody's been able to track him down yet.
Well, they did ask him, and he went, nay, so he's not talking yet. I don't know what the deal is. Say, a couple of things I want to bring up with you, Maxie. Twins lost to the Yankees. That was just a weird game because it started late, then it rained, and then it didn't finish. But anyway, Yankees got the 4-1 win, so that was a cold day in New York. And tonight at Toronto, we'll start our broadcast at 5:30. Are we worried about Pineda at all?
A little bit, I guess. He's not. He looks like he has good stuff, but he doesn't execute it for the whole, for six innings or whatever it is that he wants to go. He hits some rough patches, but he also looks like he throws a pretty good ball, and that he just needs to, like every pitcher in the big league. You look at Odorizzi, those first three starts, his ERA was a balloon and all that stuff. Well, he was pitching well. He just would have one bad inning, and then somebody would inherit some runners, and they'd give up runs, and it would work against his ERA, but he was actually pitching well. And then finally he got through that, and now he's been pitching really well for this team. And Pineda looks a little bit like that, where he's not that far off. He just needs to get out of an inning or two or get a big strikeout instead of a walk or something like that. So he doesn't look like he's that far away. But, yeah, they play. You think it's cool here? It was 51 degrees yesterday in New York where they were playing. And they said they've had 15 games that were colder than that than they played. So the Twins must have the record for the most cold weather games this year in the big leagues.
Yeah, it is just following them around. Derek Shelton last week was giving Mike Lynch a hard time about it.
And rightly so.
That's right. But, when you're in first place, maybe we should play cold weather the rest of the year.
Absolutely, man. Let them play cold.
Maxie, we've got here. It's hard to believe, mentioning the weather, but you made me think about this. With all the high school sports that nobody covers like you do, by the way, But here we go. Section playoffs for boys tennis is coming up soon. We have all sorts of stuff. Track and field, I think, has some of their meets to decide who's getting in that true team or a true team field. And here we go.
Yeah, and it's been another difficult spring. We were out shooting games the other night and Friday night, and all of a sudden, 6:30 downpour, games called off, games delayed. I really feel for them again this year for all sports because it's just it's been a tough one to get through, and now you already get to the tournaments. And as you mentioned, and you maybe had three or four nice days to play in. So the rest of the way now it gets pretty interesting, and there's some. They had the elite meet a couple weeks ago for track. There's some great track athletes. I just talked to Blaine Track, a field coach. He's got another great thrower there. Rosemont's got another brother down there that's outstanding. But it all comes together here over this last month, and hopefully you're able to get enough work in between March and April that you feel good going in because this is a tough time of year, a tough year.
I enjoyed those stories yesterday in the Swartz Huddle when you were talking with Tim Cheetah.
Well, isn't he good, man? He's got more good stories. You forget. I mean, think about that. You umpire that many years. Think about how many stories you have. And he's talking about throwing Bobby Cox out of a game and then walking to go to the bathroom because he went extra innings and Bobby Cox was sitting there smoking a cigar.
Yeah. And telling him what a great job he was doing.
But he had to get thrown out to defend his players, you know?
Yeah.
But he said something, it's kind of true. He hopes the players don't forget to have fun. Because it's still a fun game. And he said, that's one thing, Puckett, Herbeck, when the Twins were winning, and no coincidence, they're having a lot of fun. And he said sometimes the pressure and the analytics and the statistics are overwhelming. But he hopes the players don't forget to just enjoy it because it's such a gift to be able to play at that level.
Any rumors on the St. Thomas football team, or program rather, what they're going to do over there?
I think that's going to die a slow death unless St. Thomas wants to do something and go to the NSIC or something like that. But otherwise, I don't hear a lot of conversation about it. When they stop and add it all up, St. Thomas is always in the hunt for just about every title in sports. But, Augsburg, for instance, dominated winter sports. They won a national championship in wrestling. They were second in basketball. Women's basketball was second. They won the hockey, the men's hockey conference, went to the tournament again. We're just seeing baseball right now. St. Thomas didn't even make the playoffs. Gustavus won it. St. Olaf is right there. The thing that people remember are football scores. But when you break it down and you look at it, lots of these teams have got to step up, and lots of them have. Lots of these teams have done really, really well. It's just that St. Thomas is always in the hunt, so it seems like they're always there dominating. But a lot of these other schools have had really good years this year.
Yeah, nice job to Coach Baker down there, by the way, at Gustavus.
Yeah, they got it done. They won last day. I was out watching Crown College play Augsburg yesterday, and Crown is going to their own tournament for the first time since they've been Division III in 2008, and they're going to have to play up north, and they got a nice program going there with kids from all over. So, a lot of that stuff, there's a lot of good players out there right now.
Yeah, Carlton wins the women's MIAC title in tennis, and Tommy's won the MIAC softball title, and so the MIAC continues to be a lot of fun and strong. Yeah, I hope it all stays the same. And then the Gophers sweep in their series. Hey, Max, you have a great day. I know you got a busy Monday here.
We're heading over to the press conference. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike Max will cover that for us right here on WCCO. That's the Timberwolves press conference.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.